My name is Jayanti Cha. I'm 14 years old. Today is April 27th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Sanjay Cha, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Cupertino, California, in my room.
Hi, this is Sanjay Cha. I'm talking to my daughter, Jayanti.
Okay. So, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
Okay, my grandfather had a big influence on my life. Basically, when I was growing up, he helped me to learn a lot of things about the world and the perspective about the world. I think I have to credit it to him. What I gained, he was like a self-made individual. He had struggled throughout his life and he had basically worked very hard, and also he was a very scholarly kind of person. Basically, he was self-educated and he had knowledge in many different disciplines, in Indian philosophy and in Indian spiritual knowledge and experiences. And he also he was a person of very high morality, and he also helped, really had a big influence on me and also on my siblings and cousins who were growing up with me. So he taught us to be like a good person who should help other people and should have a very considerate view of other human being. He taught us to be like, to be a decent people and not to get angry, or he wanted us to control our emotions and to like, and more than anything else, he also helped us to be a good, to develop a spiritual way of life where you also think about what is not only visible to you, but also in term of like in the broad society and other things related.
Okay, so like, do you remember a specific instance where your grandfather helped you do something when you were?
Yeah, so many instances. So basically, we when we were growing up, we didn't have much money, and we were always short of money, and the place where we used to stay was a typical middle class place, so it had a lot of so the daily expenses were a lot. So most of the time it was my grandfather who used to help me with all of my daily expenses. So suppose I had to go for a picnic, or I had a big expense sometime, even on my, like if I had to go with my friends or we have to go for something, so we could always depend on my grandfather to help me. And also there are many other places, like he also like means he say if there were people who were visiting us and they were of like very humble background, say they were not like really well-to-do people, but were very normal, very humble people, like everyday people, like say very, very common people, having very bare minimum to survive on. So he used to basically introduce them to us in a way which used to basically bring a really good thing in them. So he always used to identify positive thing from people. So that helped us to really identify. So say for example, so how that helped me is that even right now, I meet anybody, of different background, I can relate to their positive aspect, and so that is what he taught me. Then the third place, where he really example what but that is two I can remember.
Okay, so you talked about your grandfather. Was there any other instances that you remember the other family members helping you a lot
apart from my grandfather? My
Maybe yeah, siblings.
My mom, dad, yeah, they all helped us. My siblings all helped. Yeah, all were good. Was really helpful toward me and very kind toward me. Yeah.
They were supportive.
Supportive also, yeah, to the best of their ability.
So, can you tell me about like your personality as a child?
Oh, as a child, I was like, I used to playing a lot. So, I used to go for cricket and we used to play cricket for like hours together outside with my friends. Then I also liked to study also in my childhood. Like I liked my class subjects also. But I was not very disciplined in the sense that I was not like, okay, get up and I cannot do everything every time. But I liked studying. I liked to learn. I like reading books a lot. Yeah, definitely. I remember we used to have one newspaper coming to our home and my grandfather used to pay for that. So I remember like I used to first grab that when I used to get up in the morning, I used to grab that newspaper. Complete it. I like reading. So then when like I was like 10 or 12, I joined a local library. So it was not a library in the terms like the libraries here, big, huge. It was like more like one shop where they had like 20 or 30, 40 best fiction books. So I for some books were like, I remember books like, one of my first books, which I remember, which I got from that place was, I remember David Copperfield, yeah, by Charles Dickens. I remember reading that book from that library and I really liked a lot. I also used to like this book written by Alfred Hitchcock. He had a series where with kids, like, I don't know, I don't exactly remember the title. It was Three Investigators something. It was like mystery series written by Alfred Hitchcock. And I also remember reading Hardy Boys. That was also there. And what else? Yeah. I remember reading Agatha Christie. I really used to like Agatha Christie a lot. I remember reading many like Hercule Poirot mysteries like... The Murder of Robert A. Kiada, I remember that book, and also there's so many other books, and I really liked Agatha Christie. I still like her a lot. I have not read her in last like 15-20 years, but I really like the way she basically plays out the her mystery novel, especially the how she develops the whole story with like small investigative steps where she lives like she builds the plot very intelligently. So when you connect back, it doesn't look like you can make sense. Okay, it could have been in this way. And also I remember liking the way she builds the suspense in the end. Like it becomes like, okay, now you are going to know who has done who. So who was the responsible person? Oh, I definitely remember that. Like, okay, we didn't have a proper studying place or anything. So most of the time I used to read it just like walking. Mm-hmm. Most of my mystery books I read walking on the roads basically.
Mm-hmm.
So while coming from school or going somewhere, I remember like, waiting. Okay, now what is going to happen? Okay. In last few pages or last 10 pages, she builds up that the climax. So Agatha Christie books are great in terms of climax. That is what I felt. Yeah, so I remember Agatha Christie for sure. And I also read like books like Indian Sanskrit books like Ramayana. So yeah, I remember Ramayana, Bhagavat. Reading those books end to end. So those books also gave me a very good insight into Indian way of thinking or Hindu way of thinking.
Okay, so like were your siblings like this too? Were they also?
No, my siblings were a little bit different. So they were, I think, I don't exactly remember them. They were like a little bit younger than me. So one was 2.5 and the second was a 5 year. So they had like a different personality, but I don't remember them reading books that much. Because mostly the books were not that accessible and it was like quite costly also. And it was something like it was not easy for us to afford buying this kind of books. So if I had to buy a book like it became like this kind of books, it was like I had to go to my grandfather to get some money out. Sometime my dad also.
So, do you ever like remember not having that much money affecting you in school or like socially?
Socially, in schools, no, not in school. I always had the money I needed for my education. So, schools, I don't remember. Because of like most of the time, my grandfather or my dad also. So, between them, schools, I don't think so. School was fine. But socially, yes, I remember. I think socially, yes, having money, not enough money was a problem in kind of getting good dresses or having like for the most time I just had one or two dress like shirt or trousers. So for most of my childhood until my high school, it was just one or two or three trousers for me maximum. So yes, so that was not having a money like so in that way definitely socially it helped me, it was there. But I didn't think of to be that big of a deal at that point of time. It was okay. It was not now when I think back, okay, I can see okay, these are the things perhaps I missed because socially because of money. But at that point of time, even though I just had one or two shirt, I really didn't. Buying another shirt was not really I was
A
not really
priority.
motivated enough to okay, that was not the biggest thing for me. Sometime money, I wanted to visit my village more often. Perhaps I don't know, maybe money, having less money was when I used to visit my village in my summer vacation, then not having enough money, not in terms of like not really big amount but small amount also. For just to do small things then I remember that was a problem, yes. But okay, it was fine, no problem.
So you're talking about like your village. Can you talk more about that, like about your summer vacations there?
Oh yeah, so my summer vacation was a lot of fun, even though I didn't have much money, because first of all, it was very different from this. I used to, so we used to stay in this. Like a very very small home, and especially like most of the time I used to sleep like outside, or I didn't even have a bed or anything for most of my childhood. So yes, so the and it was like it was a very but Mumbai where I grew up was like a big metropolis, so it was such a busy place, and it was all it was car roads, people always working and this kind of things. But even my village was a very different place completely. First of all, it was like very quiet. So I remember like we it used to take us like 48 not more than that, maybe like at least like 48 to 60 like 7 not yeah 48 to like 60 hours to reach village from from my place where I used to stay, that is Mumbai. So it was like 1700, 1800 kilometers. So we had to take multiple train, buses. And in fact, I remember like initially we had to take a boat also because there is a river which flows beside my village and it is a big river. So you had to, then we had to take boat to really cross those river. And I remember once, I was very, in my childhood, we had to come, we were coming back from, I remember two incident. One incident is like when we were going back from Mumbai to my village, and I think it was night, so we had to find the boatmen who could basically, and they didn't, they have like really manual boats, to cross the river. Like Indian boats are different than the boats here. So those boats are not, there's a very manual boat which you have to row by bamboo. So yeah, I remember we got in the mid of night or something, I vaguely remember. But while one incident I still remember is when we are coming back, and then we had this big stuff, and I remember a crowded boat with so many people, and we had to cross the boat to go other side with my like mom and yeah, dad also. Yeah, I think I remember mom, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, dad, and then we had this big boat with all of our stuff, and they were rowing us, and then we went to that side, and then from there we got a bus, and then from that bus we were, yeah. So okay, so my village was a very different place. So we had our mango orchards in my village, and basically I had my village and I also had my mom's village. So my mom village was like 30 kilometer or so, like 20-30 kilometers from my village. So my village was very fun place because first of all, I didn't have to study that much, and I had a lot of friends. I made a lot of friends in my village, and we used to have a lot of fun times. So first of all, I can go for, we had this village ponds where we can swim whole day. So we used to swim like 4 or 5 hours every day in that village. Even in, so it used to be hot days. So basically when I used to go there, I think, so in morning, we used to go for, okay, have something to eat, and then we used to go for this swimming in the pond for a couple of hours. And then from then we used to go like come back, have some food, and then go back to this mango orchard. So in mango orchard, we used to go just roam around, meet people. So they were basically in summertime in India, in our places, like you have this mango seasons where you have mangoes on the trees. So these are like, these mango orchards are like kind of forest where kind of it is like miles together. So people are there in those forests to basically guard those mangoes against thieves, so that they can people. And so it is a lot of activity there. So people are playing something, card games or cricket or some games. And there are many games, like the games people used to play. And so we had that. Then we also used to play card games in the afternoon, I remember a lot of time. And even watching card games were good. Then we used to also, so in afternoon we used to play cricket then. And then in evening we used to just hang around with friends, and also again sometime go for like a bath in evening, pond, lakes. And my grandmother used to stay in village, so she used to like me a lot. So she used to like kind of pamper me, not pamper, yeah, in the sense that she used to, okay, just make sure that I get that. And then I have many relatives and friends in village. So it was a lot of fun in village as well. Plus the village was also a place where many people were getting educated in my age. So they were also going there to in their high school and those places there. So they were also like getting, they were also, like they also had a lot of, they were also doing a lot of reading. So it was a lot of knowledge sharing also. So it was fun way in that way also. So I remember my village with lot of like, I remember that I used to look forward to, like basically we had to book tickets from Mumbai to village like 3 to actually more than that sometime, months in advance. So I remember the counting my days for the train. And then when the train used to start, I used to get a lot of excitement. Oh man, I'm a lot of joy going to village. Yeah, and then my mom's village was also good, but it was like we had to walk a lot. I remember we had to walk like 10 kilometer, and out of that 10 kilometer, we had like in our last 2-3 kilometer, we had to cross one river to go to my mom village, and then there was no roads there. So we had to basically walk on sand for like 1 or 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers in hot sun. And it used to, like, it was a very, I remember it was a very tiring exercise. But I remember my mom village was also a very good place to be in.
Okay, so did these trips continue when you went to college too?
No, so as I grew, you know, it was only once in 3 years when I went to my college also. It didn't, I started going down because I started getting, it became like shorter trips, I feel. Like, yeah, it was like 10 days, 15 days, like that.
So, can you tell me more about like your college experience back in Mumbai?
My college was fun. Like, my college, I still have my college friend. My college was very like fun and like of a kind of a relaxed environment. So it was an environment, not like super duper competitive environment. So we used to get a lot of time to basically talk about our interest, and we had to just talk about, develop our social skill, talk about politics, news, cricket. So yeah, and then we had like it was intense in parts because the exams were very intense. So basically 3 months in a year was very, very intense. Like, it was really intense, which gave me nightmares even after I was done with my college for many years. But like so 50% was quite chill. Like, it was a really fun time. And then for last 50% during exams, it was really intense. So yes, but yeah, my college was a lot of fun. Like, we had a lot of activities in college, and we had all of my I had a big friend circle, like whom we should like we always had people to talk and laugh, and we had so many moments. I don't exactly remember those incidents, but we had very different, and also had friends from multiple backgrounds. So it was like really very it was a fun experience in college for sure. And then we had in our college we have this festival, 3 days festival called Horizon, where people from all other colleges used to come, and it was like really, really fun time.
So in college, did your interest spark in like one area that might have developed into the job you chose later in life, like now?
So in college, like basically, yeah, we had this subject on programming languages.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that basically motivated me toward coming into IT, because we had this Pascal language which we had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I remember that. Yeah, I think that was good.
Did you always want to be a?
I was not yet decided what actually I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So it just developed, like, okay, I like the language, and then I got a job. And
so what was your first job?
My first job was like, my first real good job was in a company called Indal. I had another job, but that was not, I quit this job as my first job, really good job, like so this was like, I think it was my second job, I don't remember, I think it was second job, Indal. So what it was a good place, like it was like, it was a good place to be. Again, we had many good, 2, 3, 4 good friends there. So I remember working very hard there, but I also remember having a lot of fun in that place also.
Okay, so for your college and your first job, were you close to your home or did you move away?
No, I was close to my home always.
Okay, so
till the time I moved to here.
So what motivated you to move to America?
It's just like that. I didn't really plan it that way. I just got an opportunity.
So were you saving up to come to America? Or?
No. In fact, America was not in my... I had never thought about anything when I was growing in my college. Like, okay, I want to do this after this, after that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. There was an opportunity which came, and then I just... got a company here and we came over.
So you had the job before you moved to America, or you?
No, we had an offer, basically. Okay. Yeah, we had a job, job offer to come and join.
What was the company in?
It was like GSI International.
Mm-hmm. What did you do there?
I was a software programmer.
Are you still a software programmer? Or
no, I moved in, and now I'm in management. So yeah. I'm in like data, data analytics.
Yeah.
So my role is more in management than actual programming.
Okay, so Backtracking to like when you moved to America, how did you feel when you first moved to America? Was it really wild?
Oh, I found that when I moved to America, first of all, it was a big thing for me. Like, so I found myself like to be, for the first time, I found myself to be financially comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think that is number one. Then also I found that, okay, the place to be very stable, kind of, not like India where it was like a lot of effort to get things started. Means to, so I found that more than that, I found myself to be more comfortable in the way thing works here in terms of my job, how I can get to office, the office culture, this, that, you know. Rather than, so I found myself more comfortable. So yeah, so that is what I found, like it was more comfortable here.
Okay, so did you ever notice anything that was really changing? Like it was really different from India. Did you ever notice, did you feel like really different in terms of like maybe your like English or how you acted? It might have been different than the people already living here.
Oh, when I came here?
Yeah.
So I think in Bay Area, Indian accent was never a big problem.
Yeah.
So because you always had people from India for a long time. So I think the accent or those things was not a problem, or something which I had to work upon or something. It was just taken as normal. The what I found, yes, like to get settled in US life, I think it took some time. Like I had to buy my car, I had to bring my wife, then my daughter, and everybody. So then we had to settle down here, so it took 2-3 years to settle down. Like we had to get an apartment,
where was that
apartment? So yeah, my first apartment where my elder daughter Jaya and my wife, so we stayed in Wildwood Manor, so it is in Sunnyvale. So we stayed there for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I really liked that place because my daughter used to have, so there was a big grass area in front.
Yeah.
And my daughter used to go and run around that place for a lot of time, and she liked that place also. And so we had a one bedroom bath apartment, and it was like very busy. Then we had to start her preschool, and so the preschool was nearby, and we had to, it was really like very fast moving time because my daughter was growing up fast, and we had to think very, you know, very soon we had to start thinking about her preschool and where she will go for her elementary school as well. We moved from Wildwood Manor to Cupertino after staying 3 years there.
Okay, so you're talking about bringing your wife and my mom and my sister to America. So how did it feel like not being with them for like 1 year?
Oh, that was very busy time because not 1 year actually. Actually, it was just 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So it was very busy, so I didn't, I just came here, I got settled in couple of months, I got settled here and there. So it just passed by. So yeah, it was there 9 months, but for me it was quite busy time because I was kind of settling down, I was finding jobs, and I had to switch some projects and this and that. So it was a busy time for me.
But when they did come, like how did you feel? Were you really excited when they came?
Oh yeah, yeah, I was very excited when they came. And then Jaya started, was very busy girl, so we had to put a lot of energy in keeping her entertained. And she used to run a lot here and there. She used to go to malls. I remember she went to Macy's and she just got lost. She used to run around in those where the dresses used to be there, and we used to say, oh, suddenly she was there and suddenly she's gone. So we have to find out where is she gone. And one day I remember we took her to picture like photograph, and she had to take a photograph like picture studio. And we wanted her to be stable. She was like around 3 years, just stable and give a pose.
Mm-hmm.
And we had got her some Indian dress to wear. And she couldn't stay at one place in one pose for more than 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to put her hand like this, like that, lined up, hand down, hand like this, this, this. So ultimately that photo studio guy got, I think, frustrated or something. So he started clicking picture randomly because she was not ready to get any pose. I was quite excited when they were there, and then we suddenly became very busy in life immediately by like we had to set up the home, and we had to learn like US way of life, right? So yes, we had to set up the whole home, we had to buy TV, we had to basically find the school, we had to basically we used to find the right park, we had to find friends also, like family friends. We didn't have anybody from India, only one person. In fact, we didn't knew anybody in India except for my college friends, but for family friends they were we didn't knew anybody. So we started making friends, and also I remember like the work was also there. So means I had in my initial projects were like in San Francisco, but then I think once they came here, no, it changed to San Francisco. Yes. I don't remember the exact time then, but then I got a project in the company where I stayed 17, 18 years. So the good thing, it was quite close, so I could come in like 5-10 minutes from my place, and I think it was a lot of fun.
So you're talking about making friends, so was it easy for you guys to fit in like socially?
Yeah, because many people there were a lot of people who were in the same like life stage like us. They had also come from India, and they also had like small kids. So it was very easy to get friends. Like most of them were our neighbors, and it was not difficult to make friends.
So like when you moved to America, did you think about moving back to India to like seeing your parents more occasionally, or did you miss them? Or
yeah, the thing is that it was a lot of money to go to India, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was not easy to schedule everything. So we went after 3 years, first time we went back to India. After 3 years we went back once.
Was that like really fun for you guys to finally see your parents
again? Oh yeah. It was quite fun. Definitely. Yeah. When I went back, I remember that it was a different change place. So it was not exactly the place where I grew up, kind of. It was like there were many more construction suddenly started booming in India. There were different kind of constructions going on. And in fact, I remember I couldn't even recognize the place where I had stayed for so long. The first time I went there, I couldn't even recognize, oh, this is that place. Because it had simply changed so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so throughout this time, did you like feel like after you moved to America, did your life stay pretty the same for the next like however long you've been here? How long?
No, life doesn't seem.
Like, how long have you been here?
I've been here now 20 years.
Okay, so how long, like,
uh-huh.
Was there any drastic changes that happened?
Drastic changes in the sense that you were born and then Jaya started going to school. So a lot of changes happens every 1 year, 2 years started happening. So Jaya went to first elementary school, then she went to middle school, that was a different experience. Then she went to high school, that was a different experience. Then she was in college, that is a different experience. Then Jayanti also, like she was born, that was a different experience. She was playing like 2-3 years, then she went to preschool, elementary school, middle school, now high school. So all experiences are different experience. So Jay also played field hockey, and then Jayanti also plays field hockey. So both are different experience, and then so it was always every year is different.
Did you ever feel like you were overwhelmed with anything, with your job and having to
Definitely. Overwhelmed, I feel like many times very busy, in fact, with all the activities happening, and basically it was like so it was quite busy. Basically for many years I had to basically I had to do a lot of dropping and picking up for Jaya, especially when she was in middle school and high school. So I remember like spending a lot of time in dropping her to multiple places. I could do that because I had an office in San Jose, so I could basically accommodate that. Yeah, definitely.
So during this time, mom like started a childcare and daycare. So how did you feel about that?
I felt very happy because she started like, she worked very hard to get a childcare degree, and she really worked very hard to set up her childcare, and she works very diligently and in very good way to run this childcare. So I felt really happy and proud that she could start something on her own and try to set up her business. So I was very happy.
Okay, so now that you're like fully settled in America, how do you like what is happening back in India with your family? Are they doing well?
Yeah, my brother, they're doing well. My brother came here for a few years, then he moved back. While I was here, he got married. He also has a kid. He also has a job. So he also got settled. So yes, in India also, like my parents have become old now. And so India has also moved well. My cousins are also doing good. So
Do you plan on visiting soon?
Yeah, we will be visiting soon. Yeah, definitely.
So, do you have any plans except for visiting your parents there?
Yeah, basically India is also a place for us to explore. Like, it is a very spiritual place. So, and it is a historical place also. So there are a lot of historical and spiritual places to visit. So when we go to India, we try to cover these places where we can go and have a different view of life.
Yeah, so how do you feel about your parents getting older?
Yeah, so once they become older, I think with old age, I think the problem becomes like somebody gets sick more often, they need more care, they need like a lot of support. So so that becomes a challenge, in sense that you have to stay and you have to try to support them in whatever way you can.
Okay, so to finish off this interview, what do you feel like you want to leave on this world? Like, what impact do you want to make? Or do you hope to make?
On what?
On like anybody. Like, what legacy do you
want to leave? I just want my daughters to become good human beings and then become like a hard worker and become happy individuals who basically work hard and become successful, and at the same time learn how to remain happy in life. And they also need to become like a little bit God fearing and try to also develop spiritual aspects of life as they mature, and they also need to go and visit India more often when they grow up. So that is what I want them to become.
So is it like one
that would be my legacy if my daughters, they grow up to be successful or good human being first, and then kind of successful also, and also people who can, who basically understands like the our means understands the American heritage as well as the Indian American heritage of being spiritual, being connected, and contributing to the American society, and also having a good worldview about life and society. So they should, that would be, so if they become good contributor to our society in America, I would like that to happen.
So like, specifically, how would you like to be remembered, like you?
I would be like to remember like a person who tried, who tried to do his best, and kind of who basically want, who gave like respect to everybody, and who always thought good about other people and about ourselves also. So we have like I would just like to be remembered as a good and normal individual human being. That's all.
So like you said in the beginning of the interview that like your grandfather had a really lasting impact on you, and you remember him as a really good man. So like, is that comparative to how you want to be remembered?
That is fine. Yeah, that is, why not? Yeah, definitely.
Do you feel like you've carried those, like throughout your life, from your move from India to America, you followed those morals that he taught you?
Yes, to an extent, but we can do more on that.
Can you elaborate? Like,
yeah, we can contribute to social causes more, maybe, or we have to spend some more time in, putting more like, more time in contributing more towards society.
Do you feel like you've done your part, most part?
No, I don't think so. I have to do, basically.
How do you plan on doing that?
I have not yet decided, but once I'm a little bit done with like my college education and
your daughter's college education.
Daughter's college education and those things, I'll make a plan.
Okay, so overall, do you feel like you're satisfied with your life? Do you feel like you still have a lot more to do?
I have a lot more to do, but I'm satisfied also. But I have a lot more to do, definitely.
Okay. So, would you say that, like, what's the, like, to end this interview, what do you think is, like, the biggest part of your life right now?
My biggest part of my life right now is job. Basically, it takes me like 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. And like your goals?
Yeah, my goal is to like do some real good work which can make a difference to the company which I work in.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also a good goal for me. And then the second goal is that I want to continue on my studies, like my spiritual studies, to really get a good understanding on them. And I also want to spend some more time with family. So because Jaya now stays like in college, and so most of the time she is not here, so we want to plan some good time. But my main focus right now, I think, is and also I have some financial responsibilities which I have to complete, so which will give me some freedom of thinking ahead.
Okay, so, like, short term, like, what are you looking forward to do? Okay, yeah, just tell me, like, one thing you look forward to doing, like, short term.
Short term, one thing I'm looking forward to do is we have, like, a very aggressive, like, roadmap in my office. So, I'm trying to meet that. And in other short term, I'm also trying to basically complete, do some good research into Indian philosophy, and try to make implement that also. I want to put some more time into meditation, and I also want to put some more time into
That's all we have for today.
Okay. So, thank you.